Welcome to day 5 of How to Get Your Own Back. This course has been building to this moment. Life gets difficult sometimes, and this is how to truly be there for yourself in your hardest moments. In the previous days of this course, we shifted out of that small mind, small mental frame, where we may be ruminating, worrying, or obsessing, and we widened our attention to include this whole moment, kind of sensing ourselves as a wider knowing being, fully integrated in this moment. And from this larger mental space, we can sense the wonder and miracle of being alive at all. We can be grateful for aspects of our life. We own our unique value and way in the world. All of this kind of shoring up our more empowered, stronger self. And then we also tenderly welcome those aspects of ourselves that are kind of hard to admit that we have. And once we've shored up this more empowered self, holding the weaker parts, we're standing in our power. We then can really hold ourselves when life gets tough. It's by bringing our stronger self to embrace our weaker self that we find the true self-care. And so let's start this practice by turning the attention inward, noticing the rise and fall of the breath. Just noticing what it's like to be awake and alive in your body right now. And now call to mind a situation that's hard for you, where you feel you're falling short. Think about how stuck you feel with the situation. Really kind of pulling this whole experience up, feeling some of it here right now. And kind of scroll to the ouch moment, where the situation kind of stings the most. Just reflecting on how you feel stuck and where. How stressed, helpless, or worried this makes you feel. And then noticing with this hard life situation, have you turned on yourself in some way? Do you leave yourself out in the lurch, kind of blaming yourself that you haven't figured this out? Just notice if you're putting yourself down in any way for having this hard life situation. And now breathe. Notice where you feel the discomfort in your body. Just kind of with each breath, kind of breathe into and allow and make more space for these sensations. And now say to yourself, with this hard life situation I'm struggling with, I want you to know I'm totally here for you and I've got your back. I'm going to be here every step of the way. I believe in you and I love you. So again, kind of calling to mind the situation you really feel stuck with in life. And imagine saying to yourself, God, I'm here for you. I got you. I'm not going to let you down. I'm going to be with you every step throughout. I don't know how to fix this or what to do, but you're not alone. I'm here with you. I love you. You're worthy of my love and attention while you're having a hard time. This is communicating to your inner life that you're enough, you're good, you're worthy as a human being to really escort yourself through this hardship. That humanity and basic goodness that you've shown towards others, you can now turn that towards yourself. Really draw on your strength, your integrity that you show in your stronger moments or to other people. Moments when you choose to do the hard thing. You turn that your strength, your goodness, back towards yourself and say, I'm here. I got you. I'm going to be here for you through death. I want to nurture you and at least give you attention when you're totally lost and overwhelmed. I'm here for you, and I got you. We'll get through this somehow. And feeling this kind of support and compassion for ourselves in no way releases us from responsibility for our actions. Rather, it releases us from self-abandonment that prevents us from responding to our life with real clarity and balance. It's when you're connected to your wholeness like this and not divided against yourself that creative solutions find their way to you and you're the most resource to take action. So it's when you're connected to your wholeness, not divided against yourself, like really welcoming all parts of you from the miracle that is your life, from your unique value and skills and talents here on this earth, holding your weaknesses with dignity and respect. Really connecting with the fullness of your being. It's from this place of true self-respect that you're the most resource to deal with this problem. It's where creative solutions more easily can find their way to you. Perhaps we should love ourselves so fiercely that when others see us, they know how it should be done. Your heart is limitless and can hold this all. I'm here and I've got your back. I'm going to be here through it all. I love you.